when they arrest them, ICE should take these people, hold them, and deport them if they're not going to go to jail. Yet that doesn't happen. All right. We do have to take a break, get back on time, so we can get
sure
the next
now?
Group in. Well, yeah. This portion of the show is brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. You know what? If you've gotten injured at work and you're not getting treatments because of denials, give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168. He is an expert when it comes to workers' compensation. A veteran, a former law enforcement, went to law school, worked in insurance companies for a year or two, and said, you know what, this is just wrong. And he opened up his own office, and now it's grown to be the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento. This guy's a scrapper. He's going to fight for you. It's life-changing. Work injuries can be life-changing if you don't get the treatment that you rate. So in many cases, it does take time, and Patrick won't get involved with those. He'll tell you, no, it's going the way it should. You don't want to get, you know, lawyers involved in this. But if you need somebody, give Patrick Gorman a call, 530-262-2168 today. We'll be right back.
Looking for natural relief for yourself, kids, preschoolers, or elderly from cough, colds, allergies, and high blood pressure? Visit today at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave on Market Street, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Salt therapy can help you breathe easier, decrease pain, and infrared sauna supports weight loss and detox. Visit today and start feeling better. Call 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Look for a first-time discount at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs.
Make Mondays the best day of the week with Monday Night Football at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come on down to catch your favorite team on any of our 13 screens inside overtime. Join us for an epic watch party packed with excitement, good company, and amazing prizes. 49ers home game tickets up for grabs all season long. Enjoy the delicious buffet. Get your team gear on. Grab your friends and see why Mondays are the talk of the football season. For complete details, visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectible at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, close Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Good morning and welcome to this beautiful Thursday. Yes, I'm usually not here on this day, but they were just in Sacramento, Earth, Wind, and Fire. No, in Oakland. They were, my brother and sister-in-law went to see Earth, Wind, and Fire
they
along with
Oakland?
Chicago. Yep, they went to the
By themselves? Did they have armed security?
They went to one, there's a Coliseum or something where they were doing a concert. So, anyway, welcome back everybody. It's just, we've got a great day. We're going to be covering a lot of local things, and events this morning.
This is, the second annual Justice Crab Feed is going to be happening 28 September. And this is to, fight sex trafficking in our area. This is the, they raised a lot of money last year and they're having another crab feed this year and keeping, a lot of the money is going to be staying right here in the North State to help fight this, horrible, horrible crime. And, so you can get tickets, by emailing info@justice180.org if you want to pick up some tickets, or they're for sale if I'm, no, that's another event. For more information, go to justice180.org if you're looking for tickets there. Linda and I and several of our friends are going to be there that night.
Well, last year,
it's a great cause.
This is the second year that they've done this. Last year was sold out, and we're talking Civic. We're talking the Civic Center and Crab. But they have other things as well. But anyway, it's for a great cause.
Crab, tri-tip, beans, and salad are going to be there that night. And I told you where to get information. And Greg Grandel, a former football coach for a long time around here, and Ginny Barber are putting this thing on. Last year's crab feed had about 1,000 people and raised more than $100,000 to combat sex trafficking. It's going to be a little, and from things that they've seen in their tours, one in the world, but here in the United States and up here in the North State. So, hey, we are here with John Tesoro. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Bott. Thank you.
Have me in once again.
Okay.
All right. We're talking about Paisano Days, of course. You've been Italian of the Year. How long, and you've got Frank Rose here, Italian of the Year. How long has Paisano Days been going on?
It started out in 1980 at Anderson River Park as the Italian Picnic.
Yes.
And it took off from there.
Oh, it was so much fun.
Yeah. And it still is. The one thing that is different, much to the chagrin of Trish, she gets after me every time that we move from Anderson to South City Park. That's a sore spot. She smacks me around for that. But mostly, and I always blame Rick Bassetti for this because he convinced us, JT says, we should build bocce courts here.
Yes.
And
yes,
we did, and the goal was to bring bocce to the North State, take back the park. I should have said that first,
right,
because the park was a mess.
Right.
And it is no longer a mess, and then have a great Paisano Days. And we've managed to accomplish all three with the support of the community, both businesses and the folks just attending. So we're very pleased to be at South City Park again and planning on a very nice Paisano Days 2024.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great.
Weather will be great. So this is two nights, September 13th and Saturday, September 14th. And
yes.
It's because one, don't you do like a competition, a bocce ball?
Oh, no. Without a doubt. It's the evening of the 13th. We're going to kick off with the spaghetti feed.
Yes.
And then also the bocce competition.
Okay.
And that is a real crowd pleaser. So we'll have the chairs and tables out there into the shade of the trees. Music will be going. Bocce will be going. food and beverages, cannoli. We'll be making a cannoli the Thursday before, so it'll be nice and fresh. It'll be a lot of them. And like I said, Friday the 13th, don't let that scare you.
Nope.
And then Saturday morning, we kick it off in the morning with the resuming of the Bocce tournament, and we'll have mimosas and pizza frites, which is like an Italian fried bread, and she's making it hot and fresh, her friend Tina Carletta, and she'll be making it. It's delicious. Wash it down with mimosa, a cup of coffee.
All the food you eat at Paisano Days is delicious.
It's good stuff.
Delicious.
Our bread sauce is hard to beat. I don't think it can be beat. So we'll have that. We have a wonderful raffle. Our ladies work year-round putting together these great raffle baskets. And then we also have just a stack of certificates from various restaurants and businesses in town because the community supports us so well. So it's a lot of fun. So buy raffle tickets, come down, have dinner. One of these days you'll even put together the Casey and our bocce team.
We are going to be there on the 12th.
There you
the
go.
The night before. You just stand by. I have been looking worldwide for bocce ball players, and I was pulling in the 79-year-old woman from a small mountain town in northern Italy. We were getting money together to bring her over so she could be on our bocce ball team.
You're going for the ringer, and you know, because you must have been watching the Monday bocce at the park, because there's a lot of seasoned citizens of the female persuasion, and they know how to roll a ball.
They do.
I could see what you're up. He's got a ringer.
See, we're going against the other media groups around here. They're all corporations. We're individually owned, so we don't have the deep pockets to bring people in from New York and all those places. But I think I put together a team this year, as long as you don't start serving beer too soon.
I understand that was an issue.
The first year we just kicked butt, and then you opened up the beer bar, free beer, and that was it. It went downhill right after that.
Carl was wandering around trying to find his players, and they were over by the cooler.
It was. Guys, we got an event. Hey, we're competing here. Yeah, hey, want another beer? Okay, well, that was it.
Do you know who's on your team?
Huber and his son.
This year.
Oh, this year, yes. I know, but I'm keeping it a secret.
Because you've got, I already can tell you right now, I've got three names right now of people that would come show up.
I've got two people that, you know, they've got to be kind of like associated with the station, and they are. So, we may even bring in two teams. Can we bring in two teams?
I think under the circumstances, we can negotiate that. I was ready to write names down to see who these ringers were, but
they're going to come in. In fact, they're going to come in masked, because they're known throughout the bocce world.
So it's going to be like a COVID time with your players coming in. We won't know who they are. Okay, I see how it is. Hey, listen, besides having all the fun that you're going to have that night, and then we're going to kick it off the next day, Friday we'll be setting up with the help of the Asphalt Cowboys who come down and help us.
Yay.
We got a good partnership with the Asphalt Cowboys. There'll be a lot of the Sons of Italy folks who will be helping at the barbecue this Sunday. We'll be down there helping them pull that off. And then also, who's helping us at this, and they were there last year, we've got a car show going on, which was new last year, but it's going to be big this year. Car show, we're expecting to have in excess of maybe 100 cars.
Wow.
And what's nice about that.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. That's a big wow. We had a couple dozen last year, I think. But the thing that's nice about it is that they're going to be in the shade, on the grass. Car shows are fun. It's more of a show and shine, I should say. But they really enjoyed themselves. They were able to hang out at Paisano Days and have their cars in the shade and on the grass. And again, have food, watch a bocce, and show their cars off. So that's going to be a big deal for us. We'll have arts and crafts, of course, the bocce. And we have a couple of our young people in our lodge will be having kids' games. So don't leave the kids or grandkids behind. Bring them down there for that. It'll be fun.
When we talk about the basket and the raffle, is this something that you buy tickets and you put it in?
Yes.
Okay, that's how it's done. So you buy your big roll of tickets.
Yes.
Okay, and then those are called when?
They'll probably go later in the the evening, probably later in the evening Friday, but certainly all day Saturday. That'll give a lot of people a chance.
Right.
Because the bulk of the people, or a lot of people will be there Friday and they want to win some prizes. Many people come back the next day also, but you do not need to be present to win.
You leave your phone number and you get a call?
Exactly.
Okay.
Name and phone number, you're good to go.
Yeah.
And besides just those baskets, which there's like two dozen baskets.
Oh, yeah.
They're beautiful. Mm. You've seen them, Linda. You've been
beautiful.
At our events.
Mm.
And then there'll be all manner of certificates from our friends in the community, the businesses, it's going to be worth buying a raffle ticket or two.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
great.
I should mention, too, they also have a silent auction. One of our sponsors, one of our big supporters, has always been Anderson's Fine Jewelry.
Oh.
And you've been there, and you see all the wonderful pieces they have. I go in there, and it's hard for me to walk out without bringing home something to my Linda, because they got really cool pieces.
Beautiful.
And they've donated like half a dozen beautiful pieces of jewelry for a silent auction, mm-hmm. So that's going to be worth doing, too. So these some nice items, and we appreciate their support every year.
Oh, well, it sounds great. We do have to take a break. Want to remind everybody, that is September 13th. I just put it in my calendar for the Friday night. It's Friday night, the September 13th from 5 to 10.
We're coming back.
And then Saturday. So, yeah, I just wanted to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance Financial. Judy and her team, I mean, I swear they handle our insurance. For all, you may want to give them a call. They were helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. They're located at Hilltop Drive. That's Maxwell Insurance. Thanks for sponsoring this portion of the show, and we'll be right back here on KCNR.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will be as smoking as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up their barbecues for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Fundraiser. Partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, and a beverage. Eat it there or use the convenient drive-thru. Place a bid at the annual live and silent auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $15 at the event or pre-purchase for $13 from any Asphalt Cowboy, Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, San Francisco Deli, or Lulu's Restaurant on Pine Street at Cypress Avenue. Lulu's serves great food and drinks at affordable prices 7 days a week. Soups, salads, sandwiches, steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh daily at Lulu's, and you can order prime rib any time of the day, plus the very best Bloody Mary in town. Catering and banquet facilities are also available with customized menus to fit your budget. Join us this Sunday at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue.
Harvest time means cash time at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us for our $50,000 cash harvest. Swipe to win drawing. Swipe your free River Club card daily to win three drawing entries for other instant prizes. Win up to $200 free slot play at weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Don't miss the final drawing on September 26th and October 31st for a chance to win up to $2,000 cash. For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
There was the most wonderful documentary that was, I think, released just a couple years ago. Just a couple years ago on Dean Martin. And how the first 8 years of his life, he didn't speak English. It's a wonderful documentary. Anyway, so just he was just a natural singer.
I think the best Italian singing voice ever. Tony Bennett, Frank Sinatra, forget about it. It's Dean.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He was cool.
Anyway, it was just a natural thing. I mean, what you saw on stage is really how he was off stage.
And you know that because you worked with him many years.
I mean, we didn't hang out like, hey, let's go golfing and let's, you know, it was a professional, very professional. And I was with one of eight through the years, eight different women that worked in this, the Gold Diggers that opened for him. But we did have dinner with him a few times. We did some television work with him, Christmas specials, and he was just a classy guy. He was not that sleazebag behind the scenes, you know.
Excellent.
People want to know that. And he was very much a family man. He was elegant off stage, on stage. I don't think I ever saw him in not looking completely together.
He was cool. And if he was alive today, we would have him roll out the first ball at Paisano Days. And he would come up there for it, I'm sure.
And what does the, just for people, Paisano, spelled P-A-E-S-A-N-O, is what?
Paisano, and Carl mentions, goes, it's friends, and what it really means is a countryman. When the Italians were immigrating over here, when you found the Paisan, hey, Paisano, you found, oh, you're from Calabria. Well, I'm from Calabria. Hey, we're Paisano.
Oh, okay.
You know, were you from, you're from Sicily or Naples, whatever. If you're from that same town, that same region, you were Paisanos. So, that was a big deal.
So we're Paisans. No, because we're all from Redding.
Well, there you go. We are
Paisan. Those,
What else can
grazie. Molto bene.
What else can we tell you about our
what event about the spaghetti about feet?
Getting back to spaghetti feet starting at 5:00. Oh, I knew there was something hanging there I wanted to tell you about. This year, coming back, garlic bread. Okay, we had the big pizza oven for years and years and years, and it finally gave out due to old age. And we went ahead because bread, good bread in a meal, especially an Italian meal, that's essential. You got to have some good bread. We were getting some good bread from Tantardini's, and we tried to put some good bread out there. But most folks look at it and go, this is not garlic bread. What are you doing? Where's the garlic bread? So this year we just purchased and just put it together a brand new commercial convection oven. And you mentioned Oakland. You were talking about Oakland. We drove down, a couple's drove down to Oakland to pick that up. And we were armed and fairly dangerous just in case. Okay. So we went down and got the oven. We put together a trailer, a kit for them. It's mounted on a trailer. It's ready to show up for Paisano Days. We're going to be cooking
this thing. Sounds
bread.
Big.
Oh, it's huge. Yeah. It weighs just shy of 400 pounds. And when we got it crated up, it was like 600 pounds. And we had, and I told the guy in Oakland, measure that, make sure we get it to the back of the truck. We had like a half inch on either side, inch and a half to the back of the truck. But we managed, we got it down, we got it mounted up. We've test fired it. Garlic bread of Paisano Days, along with the wonderful red sauce that the guys at, you've had it numerous times. You guys have been to our event, so we'll have that. And then Sunday we're going to kick it up a notch with meatballs to go with it.
Don't wear a white shirt.
Oh, never. That's never wear a white shirt. When you're eating red sauce or sushi with that soy going everywhere, don't wear white.
Okay, so we're talking about Paisano Days. It's going to start Friday, September 13th. It's going to start at 5 p.m. With bocce ball tournaments start what time?
At five.
And these, the bocce ball tournaments are going to go on to the end. And then what do you win when you win the tournament?
Besides bragging rights, there's a little bit of cash involved with that. And I think, I hope I'm getting this right, but I think it's $500 for first prize, but I could be wrong. So don't hold me to that. I don't want anybody chasing me around asking me for more
money.
What's
it cost to enter?
$200 per team.
Okay.
Yeah. This is a special thing. Every year we do have someone roll out the first ball. Okay. A lot of our veterans, Frank and Almasa, who was a 94-year-old World War II veteran at the time, he did it. We've had Preston Sharp, Maurice Johansson.
Yeah.
This year we're going to have some of our friends from the Special Olympics rolling out the first ball.
Oh, fabulous.
One in each court. It's going to be the winning team, the Reading winning team. They've played with us since 2016. We got the courts put up. They've been big supporters. We support them. They practice at the courts there. They went on to the state championships, and Reading won the state championships, Special Olympics bocce. And they are going to roll out the first ball. One in each lane. Boom, boom, boom.
Great. How many lanes do you have down there?
We have four courts.
Four courts.
I said lanes like I was bowling.
Okay, no,
but
okay.
Four courts.
And just kind of for people who maybe have never played, how many people per team?
A four-person team.
Right.
And you have two teammates on one side of the court along with your opposing two. So you're rolling back and forth, and you each roll. When your frame comes up, you'll each roll two balls.
All right. So you'll each roll two balls. Okay, so we played at the friends of ours that have the house on the river, and they built a bocce court. It was the first time I ever played.
Bocce court.
And it's really fun. Really, really fun. So he was somebody I wrote down for you that perhaps bring on your team.
He's too competitive, and I'm afraid. I'm afraid to play with him.
Yes,
I am. I'm afraid because if my bocce ball kind of curves the wrong way, I know I've got I don't even have to look at him. He'll be staring at me. He's very competitive.
Linda, what you're talking about, it is a fun game that you could learn how to play it in a matter of minutes.
I enjoyed it.
It's grandparents, grandchildren, everybody in between. But to Carl's note, there are some folks in any sport, they're very competitive.
Oh, yes. Yep.
And like you said, you roll a bad ball, you just walk back, don't even look at them.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, I was on the MODOC trail ride, we had a horseshoe tournament. And that was everybody out there playing horseshoes. And we got into the semifinals, Drew and I did, a fellow I was teamed up with. And the first two throws from the opposite team in the semifinals were ringers. And he threw six ringers, which is 18 points out of 21. It was hard to beat them that day, and we didn't. So in bocce ball, the whole point is getting close to this little ball that's rolled out there.
Yeah, the plim, yes.
Yeah, you throw the plim out there. And then the whole thing is get as close to it as you can. So it's like shuffleboard. It's like horseshoes, except you're using balls.
And you can throw pool in there, too. People are banking.
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of things going on.
It's a great sport. And the bocce ball courts are there all the time.
Yes, they're open to the public. We're down there a lot, keeping the courts up, keeping them playable, and we have people every Monday when the weather's good. You'll see those courts full. People are playing every Monday. The Sirs goes down every Thursday and plays. Matter of fact, you'll see their picture in the bocce courts in Enjoy magazine.
Yeah, seniors in retirement.
Yes.
Now it starts Paisano Days 2024 starts Friday, September 13th. That's a week from tomorrow. It starts at 5 p.m. It goes Saturday from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Got a big car show, raffles, arts and crafts, beer and wine, kid games, bocce ball tournament, and, of course, the star is the Italian food.
Oh, without a doubt.
And meatballs and cannolis.
Stuff.
And, gosh, it's just great.
And then closing on Saturday with the final of 32 teams playing for bragging rights, a little bit of cash.
Okay.
Come on down.
Okay. Thanks, JT. And we'll see everybody out there at Paisano Days. Hey, when we come back from the news, Doug Jahnke is joining us, and I'm just sure he's full of information. I don't know if it's all good, but it's information. We'll be right back.
Thanks.
NR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says Israel must keep open-ended control of Gaza's border with Egypt, and he says that agreeing to a ceasefire in the aftermath of the cold-blooded murder of six hostages by Hamas would be a huge mistake, telegraphing a horrible message to the terrorists.
I'll tell you what the message is. Murder more hostages, you'll get more concessions. That's not only illogical, it's not only immoral, it's downright insane. So it's not going to happen.
Netanyahu faces intense pressure at home and from abroad to agree to a ceasefire. Winder, Georgia, is a community in mourning, grieving the loss of life in yesterday's school shooting. The attack at Appalachee High School left two students and two teachers dead. A vigil last evening for the victims and their loved ones. 11th grader Landon Culver was there, and he was in the school when the gunman opened fire.
I was walking out to get water, and I heard gunshots, and I heard bullets going, like, by my head. So I ran back in class, and I yelled, like, hey, there's a shooter. Like, they're shooting out there. And so I locked the door, and, like, I just got, like, towards the back of the class, and we cut the lights off, and we just waited.
The alleged gunman, 14-year-old student Colt Gray, surrendered when confronted by an armed school resource officer, the suspect to be charged as an adult with murder. He was on law enforcement's radar. He and his father had been interviewed last year by police. Citing what he calls her infectious laugh and wearing a broad grin, Russia's Vladimir Putin has endorsed Kamala Harris for president. This comes one day after the Biden Department of Justice filed charges alleging Russian election interference. $20 billion deal pending in the telecom industry. Verizon wants to buy Frontier Communications. Watching Wall Street, the Dow down 187. The NASDAQ is up 51 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
In theaters now, Reagan returns to office.
We are the greatest country in the world. We have just forgotten.
You can run from a bully for so long, but after a while, you're going to have to stand up to him.
I am about to start the biggest war of this century.
You told me you wanted to make a difference in this world.
What would you have me do?
I want you to fight!
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall!
Reagan, in theaters now, rated PG-13.
The new two-part documentary, Trump's Front Row Joes, is the first inside look at Trump's diehard fans.
The Front Row Joes are incredible people.
Camping out for days to be in the front row at every Trump rally to support their hero.
The kind of basis for all the rallies, there's like dead fans.
Trump's Front Row Joes, from executive producer Sean Spicer.
You had to love Mr. Donald Trump.
Trump's Front Row Joes. Watch it now. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Haiti descends deeper into chaos with widespread blackouts.
Haiti's state electricity company said the incident happened on Monday when a group of people attacked the compound just outside Port-au-Prince. They were protesting against frequent power cuts in previous days. The attack happens ahead of a visit by the U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken. He's expected to meet the Prime Minister, Gary Conil, and members of the Transitional Council who've been trying to restore order since the new government was formed 3 months ago. The situation has improved following the arrival of a multinational force led by Kenyan police in June, but the extent of the crisis is overwhelming.
The BBC's Leonardo Russia. In the UK, the bosses of water companies that pollute waterways could go to prison under a new law aimed at cleaning up Britain's sewage-clogged rivers, lakes, and beaches. A bill to that effect has been introduced in Parliament. News and analysis at townhall.com. New poll finds that voters think Vice President Harris cannot separate herself from President Biden's record.
While Kamala Harris is now disavowing some of President Joe Biden's unpopular policies, most voters say the vice president shares the blame for his failures and shares credit for Biden's successes. The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 32% of likely U.S. voters say Harris deserves a lot of blame for the failure of Biden's policies, while 23% see her as deserving some of the blame. 25% thinks that Harris doesn't deserve much of the blame for Biden's failures, and 15% believe she deserves none at all. The survey of 1,134 U.S. likely voters was conducted on August 28th through the 29th and September 4th of 2024 by Rasmussen Reports. I'm Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Trump-Harris debate is on for next Tuesday night at 9 Eastern on ABC, the showdown to take place in Philadelphia. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Linda just ran off, because I'm not, because Doug's here, but because she has other things she's doing. Today, the 5th of September, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Christina's at the helm, and it's, what was it, what was the first one, the International Day? Hello? Never mind. The weather report, which has also disappeared because when Linda left, she took the weather report with her too. So we're just doing great today, but it's supposed to be up to 104 today. It's heat warnings going on. It's going to start getting cooler over the weekend, and on Monday it's breaking down to 99, and Tuesday slight chance of showers and 89 degrees. At least that's what they say today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, locally operated, family-owned company out of Anderson. They're, they're to their third generation there. Over 26 years of providing outstanding service when it comes to delivering your propane to people. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've won awards for hiring veterans. They've got a whole lot of things going on over there that if they do treat their people, their customers, as friends. A locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business right here in Anderson. The other thing is they've been, you know, big corporations have been trying to buy them for years, and they don't sell. Why? Because they like their customers, and they want to keep providing that service. Shasta Gas Propane. Okay, I'm here with Doug Jenke, and good morning, Doug.
Good morning there, Carl. How are you doing?
How am I doing? Well, it's been interesting. Did a little story on this Aurora, Colorado thing.
Yeah. Heard that.
And
well, first off, I got to say I'm a little irritated with you. I mean, you're looking for people to play bocce ball. I mean, I did play professional baseball for 12 years. I would have thought you'd at least called me. I mean, is it just you don't want to hang with me? Is that really what this came down to?
Bocce ball is not baseball.
Well, it's round, though. It's close.
Well, so is shot putting.
Well, so, I would let you down anyway. I won't
so
be
is
here.
So is golf. I mean, you want to start basketball?
I
mean,
I am
just
terribly
because you played basketball means you should be able to play bocce ball.
Well, I'm no, just again, saying you were looking for
another,
people to join
it's
you.
It's another way you jump to a conclusion using specious information, Jenke. So, I mean, you know, so everything else you say from now on, people will go, gosh, he thinks because. You know, you know what a round ball looks like. You can play bocce ball.
Well, I can roll a ball and drink beer. I mean, that's not a big talent. I can pull that off. Come on, Carl.
Well, the problem is the beer drinkers is what causes me problems during the tournament. So, as I learned last time.
Yes. Well, I'd have to let you down anyways. I won't be here. I'm going to be up in Seattle area, Kent, racing at Pacific Raceway for 2 days. So I have to let you down anyways. But I just was ashamed that my name didn't come up in your list
your
of
name,
possible.
Your name comes up a lot. Yeah. Usually it's the FCC calling.
Good. They found you.
Oh, yes. Well, how could they not when we've got people from the far right who are idiots and people from the far left who are idiots and fact, frankly, the far right and the far left are very much entwined with each other because they all want to do is cancel you.
There you go.
If we don't like what you say, we don't like what somebody says on your station, so let's just take the whole station off the air. I'm sorry, it's called the First Amendment, and if you don't like what people are saying,
yeah,
don't listen.
That's it. You turn the dial.
You know, and I don't understand where people are so they get, oh, you can't have people say this. Well, we're
why
a platform
not?
Here. Yeah. I don't agree with a lot of things that are said here during
probably
these shows.
Probably everything that I say.
No, I think you said one. No, we were talking about the Wild Mustang
branch
that you had,
so
the sanctuary.
Thing.
You know,
yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Well, there you
considering
go.
That your knowledge of horses falls somewhat far below your knowledge of bocce ball.
Oh, I'm just saying. Don't ask me about horses. I know that they've got four legs and fur, and I'm good.
Fur. Well, there you go, right there. Fur. Yep. I'm surprised you haven't started selling fur horse blankets.
Well, you know, Liz tells me I can't do that yet. It's we've got to keep them alive, so we do our best.
And you all do a great job out there, by the way.
Thank you, sir.
And, well, you got over 200 of them,
right? I think Lizzie said the herd is right at 2, and then we've got about 45 wild burros, and I think we're at around 14 saddle horses.
Can you adopt burros out of your place?
As a matter of fact, we just adopted 4, and I heard my wife the other day mention she would like to adopt 6 out. They go through a whole gentling process so that you can halter them and lift their feet. And,
okay, lifting their feet is big. So you can clean out their hooves, but also so farriers can go in there and trim them. You don't shoe burros.
Mm-mm. They'd be little tiny shoes.
Yeah, little tiny shoes. But you can trim them so that they can walk correctly and all this.
Yeah.
And burros are pretty smart.
They're way smarter
than
a horse.
They are a hell of a bodyguard out there or a security for a ranch.
Oh, yeah.
They don't like coyotes or
mountain lions are not friends of theirs.
They'll go after them.
Yeah,
and you get a couple of them out there, and they'll just protect your property.
Oh yeah, no, they're really smart and they're super cute, and it's funny, you can tell the intelligence between a horse and a burro quite easily is on a hot day or a rainy day. The burros are all underneath the trees. The horses are out in the middle of the field getting rained on or getting completely cooked in the sun. And so the burros, I think, I tilt as the smarter of the two species.
Well, I remember they got loose, and it took you
we lost
a long time to get them back.
We lost 35 last year, and then the neighbor's fence got pulled over with the rains. And so we lost 35, and we had to go down every day with feed about 3 miles down the road. And we got them circled up, and then we figured, okay, let's kind of feed them back, and we got them back in on their own accord. We didn't have to do anything. Fix the fence, and they've been with us doing well. So there you go.
So if you're looking to adopt a burro, I know where you can find 45 of them.
I know where we have a lot of them.
There you go.
So I was listening to your thing about the gang situation. I think they should do what El Salvador does. You know what El Salvador has done, don't you?
They put them on buses and send them up to the United States?
No, that's what San Francisco does to us in Reading with their homeless. No, what El Salvador did is the new president, El Salvador was the number one murder capital of the world. I mean, nobody was safe. So the new president got in, and there was this supermax facility built up on the top of a hill. I mean, it's like a 10,000 feet elevation. It's way up this hill. And it holds up to 40,000 prisoners. And what they did is if you had a gang tattoo, they rounded you up and they put you in that thing. And if you go in, the door shuts, you never come out. El Salvador is now the safest country on planet Earth.
Well, I'd have to go look at statistics for that.
No, but I mean, I watched the whole thing on it. It was a whole documentary done by some guy who's an investigative reporter. And, you know, of course, we are going to go, oh, we have all of our rights in this now. But these guys only get their tattoos if they've done something reasonably heinous, you know, rape, murder, whatever.
Yeah.
And so they knew if you had a tattoo, you'd already committed some form of crime because that's the initiation process. And so anyways, El Salvador, if you folks are out there, look it up. It's a supermax prison. And there's no cell phones, there's no TV,
it's hard time.
And I mean, they get white underwear and no shirts. They all, and they're not separated based on MS-13 or whatever. They're all in one thing. And yeah, it's, that is the solution to the problem.
Well, you know, the other thing I saw with this new statistic that just came out in New York, finding that like 75% of the guys that are arrested are illegals.
Yep.
And when you figure out that, you know, as people have been saying for a couple of years that, a lot of these countries are just grabbing the criminals and making sure they make it to the border. So, and it help, you know, it lessens their crime problem, but it's not helping us.
Well, they didn't just grab their crime. They actually have emptied, there are South American countries that have actually emptied their prisons and sent them up our direction. So that's also happening. So, you know, we, with our nice Kamala Harris open border, we have seen just a massive influx of literal criminals coming our direction thanks to our friends to the south. So,
and our friends in D.C.
Yeah, well, our friends and in Sacramento. Thank you for putting us in this position, Mr. Newsom. We really appreciate you.
Sanctuary cities, and that was the other big complaint that they're saying is that with these laws you've passed, making us sanctuary states, sanctuary mm-hmm. cities, we can't do anything. We can't hand them over to the government because you said we can't.
Yeah.
I mean, it's right here if you pick up somebody right here in Redding. It's against California law to call ICE. Now, I don't, you know, I guess it depends on the crime and other things, but it still makes it harder. And so how's that working for us?
No, it's not working well at all. You know, we had got a break going. Here we go. Go ahead.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry rated the top jewelry store in 2023 and 2024 and best of the North State, put out by the Record Searchlight, and there's no reason they shouldn't be for 2025. Why? Because they are. They're the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. They're locally owned, locally operated, good people there. Been around about 30 years. They've got the only watch repairman, the only stone cutter, a great selection of jewelry ranging from estate jewelry to Opon to just your regular stuff. Four Winds Jewelry is where we go and buy our jewelry, and very happy there. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back with Doug Jenke.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, for? We can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Live at the Cascade Theater, James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Returning to Reading Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Enjoy the stories and especially the music.
Keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I want the line.
Take a trip down memory lane with a tribute to the Man in Black.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Don't miss James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash. Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Tickets are on sale now at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877. That's 530-243-8877.
Folks that like the funk in the middle band. When the buzzer rings, they're walking like an Egyptian. All the kids in the marketplace say,
welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 8:20 in the morning, and it's about 75 degrees already. It's going up. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, truly a community bank. 4 branches, 1 Red Bluff, 2 right here in Reading, and 1 in Anderson. They've been in the business 17, 18 years, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. We do business with Cornerstone, and we're real happy with them. Learn more, bankcornerstone.com. I'm here with Doug Jenke, and who has a show with Nick Gardner every Sunday now.
Well, this Sunday, I guess Kevin is going to be back, and then I will be gone.
Kevin's
next Sunday.
Oh, mean with Nick?
No, I think he's just doing a one show is what Nick has, I think. And so okay. Found that out the other day.
Oh, it's nice that I find out.
Yeah, so, well, you're the only really owner of the station. I mean, come on. What are you supposed to know?
You all own that hour. And if you want to have, Buffy the Buffalo Wing Girl on, it's fine with me.
Well, we try to keep you entertained. That's what it's about.
Well, I'm entertained. So
we were talking about the mass immigration, and we had the Reading PD come into the Board of Realtors yesterday to talk about what's going on in the city, this and that. And I asked him a question because, in the vein that immigration is going on, is San Francisco. You know, you got to love liberals to the extent that they enact policies like we were talking sanctuary cities and states and all this stuff. And then now that they realize what an absolute abject disaster they are, they're trying to undo what they've done. And they find out that once you've opened up the genie bottle, it doesn't go back in so easy. So the mayor of San Francisco, it was on their news, so this isn't some right-wing conspiracy, save your comments for later. She is loading up drug-infested people onto buses and shipping them out of the city to God knows where. They didn't know the absolute destinations. They were just being shipped out. And
this is what the Reading police said?
No. This is what I know for sure is happening.
Okay.
And so she's sending them out, and then she's claiming that she's cracking down on homeless people as she's sending her problem to us or to elsewhere. So I asked the RPD, have they seen an uptick in, homeless people? And he says, people come and go all the time. And There was a lady who did a 3-minute speech at the Board of Supervisors about she had to meet somebody. They were coming from San Francisco. They showed up at like 11 o'clock at night. When she met this person, there was somebody that met them off the bus, and they got their phones back. And she started asking people, where are they from? And all of them said they were from San Francisco. So I asked him if that's happening, and he said he's not necessarily aware of it, but he's heard of it. So that's how, you know, the Sanctuary City policy works out. It becomes such a disaster, you ship your problem to other communities. And that's what we're seeing between immigration and homeless people.
So there you go.
You're up to speed. You said earlier you're not sure my information was good. You never said I had to have good information. You just said I have to have information.
I never said just information. You know, stuff that can be tested.
Yes.
Okay, let's move to a local thing.
Please.
The Reading Rodeo Association went down because on this past Tuesday, City Council was going to address it, talking about putting together a committee for the extension of the rodeo's lease.
Yes.
Right now it's just 5 years, and frankly everybody knows the story. The Reading Rodeo been around 76 years, brings millions of dollars, I mean like $8 to $10 million in every year to the city. The people love this rodeo, but to expand it and get the money, which, oh, by the way, it's not cost the city or the taxpayers 1 cent, mm-hmm. by the way, for the rodeo. It's all self-contained, unlike other organizations around here that get all types of deals. Uh-huh. But we, because I'm a member of the association, I'm not a spokesman for the association, so I'm just telling you how I feel about this. But to be able to get the funding we need to bring in the ADA stuff and the fix up, you know, bleachers and all these things, because we're constantly repairing the bleachers. And, so we need a longer extension. So they asked for a 25 with 10, you know, in the end of it and 10 after that. Well, they decided, Joshua Johnson said, we need to have a committee. And so who's on the committee? And Mazzano said, look, I've been city councilman for 4 years. I'm interested in this. I want to be it. And they said no. So the two members of this committee from the city council are going to be Tanessa Audette and Joshua Johnson. Well, Joshua Johnson, and this is something, he listens to the show. And when he hears, he heard what we were saying Tuesday. And he said he wants to come on and talk about this. So he's going to be on tomorrow at 8 o'clock. And, you know, I applaud the fact that he's doing that. That he believes, and I'm not trying to put words in his mouth, we'll find out more tomorrow, that they need to address the length of that, you know, let's look at the length of the lease. And then everything else can work out past that. Because one of the things about a committee is we know, and I've seen it right here in Reading, as soon as you put a committee in there and then an ad hoc committee, the ball gets kicked down the road. And they're talking about July of 25. Now, the thing about this that seems suspicious to a lot of people is that's after the election this year. And a lot of people would like to know, how does a city council, the members of the city council who are running for election or reelection, feel about the rodeo?
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to extend this? And they're tying it all on this riverfront specific plans. Well, we don't know what that's going to say and all that. Well, the idea that the riverfront specific plan is going to do anything in the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a developer. I'm not a real estate guy like you are, but I know to develop something like this is going to cost hundreds of millions of dollars. And how are we going to do that? So the question is, is the city council going to give an extended lease to the rodeo association? And are they going to make that decision before the election? They got 90 days to come up with this.
Wow.
90 days like from today, you know, before the election.
No, not even 90. I think it's 60-something days.
Well, if you look at the mail-in balloting, that starts pretty soon. If not already. I haven't got mine yet, so I haven't started yet.
Yeah.
But I don't understand the pushback on it. But we do know, in my opinion, that Tanessa and Josh and probably Julie.
And Winters.
and is they're, you know, they're pushing for the development down there mm-hmm. of the riverfront.
Yep.
Without the final thing, and they're not, and they've already said it, we're not going to know anything until next year. So it's going to be interesting. And like I said, Joshua Johnson's going to be on tomorrow, and he can answer these questions.
Well, you know, that's the whole thing. That's a typical political move.
It's a great move. Oh, we're working on it.
But I mean, the thing is, that's a total political move.
It's a political move.
They have what it will end up being. Is the reason they don't want it to come out before the election is because you're going to find out that they're probably anti-rodeo, i.e., you know, let's take that property and develop it and start taking Kutras's property from him. And that's controversial. I mean, there's a lot of people that are not going to like that idea. But as a politician, that's what they do. They don't want to put out what they're going to actually say, vote, or what their leanings are. And so, you know, I would push them pretty hard on just the fact saying, hey, why don't you give the people what your vote is? What do you want? Have them say it on the radio. Are you pro-rodeo, staying here, long-term lease, yes or no? And if he starts Miles Marbling, then you already know he's not. I mean, it's easy answer. It's like listening to a Camel or a Tampon Tim. They can't answer a question.
No names. We don't need that. We're above that.
We are, but I'm not.
You're not, but
because
we
I've been
are.
Called, I've
it's
been
my
called.
Show. You
I
can,
got that.
You know, okay.
I get that.
We don't
that.
Do that. We don't call him that. Yeah. Even though I did use that once on Tim, because I said this is a nickname they gave him in his own state because he was putting tampon dispensers in elementary schools
for boys
in the boys' rooms, and this
and
just,
you say I can't use that word? I mean, come on.
Well, it's not a bad word, but it's again it's derogatory, and we try to stay at a higher level on our show.
Well, you have me on that lowered it down pretty low.
Drops it immediately.
So. I mean, that's where you're talking gutter scum right there when you have me on. And that's it, Carl, is I use that because there's not a common sense human being walking this planet that could find an orifice that a boy could possibly use a tampon on. And this guy is in line to be second in power for the world's most democracy. And he put tampons into a little boy's bathroom.
Elementary schools.
That,
yep.
And so I'm sorry that if that's using his name like that is wrong, but
it's not. It is very descriptive. Okay, we've got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I'm supposed to be heading out to tomorrow. But Lighty's out of town, so I don't know if I'm going to still get a haircut because I enjoy sitting across from Lighty and while we're getting our haircut, but he's gone again. But Cypress Square Barbershop has been there since 1960, and it has gone through not a lot of owners, only two that I know of, and there are three now. And I've been going there for 17 years and never had a bad haircut. It's a barbershop. I enjoy it. I can make an appointment at 530-244-9478, set up a time that works for me, and go down and get a great haircut. In and out. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. Of course, it's locally owned, locally operated. It's not a salon like Jenky goes to. It's a barbershop that the men go to because it's man's last stronghold. Located right off of Athens Avenue across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. That's where it is. We'll be right back.
Get ready to rock your boots off with Montgomery Gentry. Featuring Eddie Montgomery in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Friday, September 6th. Saddle up and experience an unforgettable night as Eddie performs your favorite duet hit, as well as his solo debut, Ain't No Closing Me Down. Tickets for this event start at just $40 plus fees and include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Looking for natural relief for yourself, kids, preschoolers, or elderly from coughs? colds, allergies, and high blood pressure? Visit today at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave on Market Street, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Salt therapy can help you breathe easier, decrease pain, and infrared sauna supports weight loss and detox. Visit today and start feeling better. Call 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Book for a first-time discount at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you can give us a call at 530-605-4567. It's open line. In the sense, if you've got a question or comments, you're always welcome to call here. Would kind of like, you know, to stay on subject, not that we have subjects here when I'm with Doug Jenke.
I think that is a compliment. We just kind of bounce around.
We do. Okay, let's move on to the debates coming.
Yes.
On September 10th.
Now, supposed to.
Supposed to.
Yes.
Now, the Democrats, Harris, tried to change the rules after they agreed to them. And, and I think it's ABC, right?
Yeah.
And ABC said, no. No, he agreed to these.
Yeah.
And, which I thought showed, you know, hey.
Finally.
Finally. And now, and of course, everybody goes, well, it's going to be 3-1 against Trump. You know what, Trump?
That's fair odds in my book.
Well, you know what? Of course, I very rarely watch these things, but I did watch the first one, Joe Biden.
Yep.
And it was so apparent that everything anybody with any common sense could see for the last 8, 9, 10, 11 months, maybe longer, was that he wasn't up to this.
He's impaired, I think, is the word they use.
Well, and the thing about it is that The question is why would his handlers let him go up there? And then the answer to that is because they knew how bad it was going to be, and it gave him, still gave him 90 days to get him replaced.
Well, they absolutely sent him up on a kamikaze mission.
They sent him up.
It was kamikaze from the get-go.
And then Pelosi was the one that had the 50 cows, you know, to finish it off.
Yeah. And Obama.
And Mr. Obama. That's right. So, what do you expect to see in this debate?
It's 3-1, so Trump actually has the odds in his favor, I believe, because the questions will, unless they start feeding the questions to Kamala like they did before to Hillary Clinton. What I expect is, and this is what I hope, if I can get this to President Trump, is stay presidential. Stop.
Hello.
My wife is not necessarily huge political, but she's getting more political because I'm a jerk and talk about it. But even her, she's like, look, if he would just talk about what he's going to do, how he's going to do it, and leave it there, and not go into the personal attacks. And I get it.
And
he's been called every name in the book. So, you know, he's a New York guy, and if you've ever dealt with people from New York, they got a New York attitude. And so I get that. Kamala, what's going to happen is she's not going to answer a single thing. She's going to go on, we have to have values. It's going to be joy, and, you know, the values of joy, and joys are going to be value. So I don't expect we're going to learn anything except for the fact she doesn't have any plans, because the reality is her platform, as she has announced it, is pure Marxist communism. I mean, Carl, you are at that advanced age where, you know, you have investments. And she wants to tax unrealized gains on anything.
This, you know, we've talked about this one too.
Stated point blank that that's what she's going to do, and that she wants the price control. Those are pure communist plays.
You know, and what we're talking about is people that, you know, have investments, but they haven't sold them. And so what she wants to do,
and this is stated policy. This isn't hearsay.
And she is that she wants to tax people on profits they have not taken yet. And so, in other words, you've got, say your investment has gone up 100,000. Let's just say it's easy.
Are you?
100,000. They want to tax you on that 100,000 before you've even gotten that money. So the tax for capital gains is what, 40% or something?
Well, no, I mean, capital gains right now, I think it's 28.
Okay, 28%. So they want to take 28% of that money that you've made that you haven't realized, and you've got to pay that tax. Now, where are you supposed to get that money from?
Well, I mean, so you're off on numbers a little bit. Capital gains is 28, okay. And if you sell something, it would trigger a 28. But she wants to take that up to 44, so that's even better. If you own your house and you have more than $500,000 in profit, married, you can end up with 44% going to the government on over $500. She wants to do a flat 25%, and here's her shtick. Here's her sales pitch. It only applies to people who make or who are worth $100 million.
Right.
Nothing ever has stayed where the original intention was. Rich only. Yeah. And it worked its way down. But I mean, just the idea, and the thing is, what people who have any sense of believing this woman need to get their heads into the sunshine is those people already have lawyers, accountants. They know how to get around this thing already. And so when they realize they're not getting the money they thought, that $100 million will drop down to $50 million, and that $50 million will drop down to $25 million.
Let's just take a look at California.
Yep.
Okay, we just had First Five in here.
Yeah,
First Five is funded by tobacco taxes.
Yep,
they've had huge cuts in their funding, and this is a great organization. I mean, it really is, but they've had big cuts in their funding because the state of California is trying to eradicate tobacco, and one of the things they did was flavored tobaccos, and that was just a, you know, big cut in the tobacco tax because people now are going out of state to buy it and bring it back in. So they've got to find a way to get more money. So they're going to find another way to tax it. The gas tax, which has dropped dramatically because people are driving cars with better, better
efficiency.
Gas mileage, better efficiency. They're driving hybrids. They're driving EVs.
Yeah.
And so the gas tax has dropped. So, oh my gosh, we've got to figure a way to do that. Oh, well, let's put a mileage tax on people.
We already have a mileage tax. It already exists. It's called every time you put a gallon of gas in your car.
I understand.
And you drive and empty that gallon, be it 20 miles, be it 5 miles, or be it 50 miles, you have paid a gas tax because every gallon you put in includes tax.
Yes, but they want to now do the mileage tax. Now, that may work if you live in San Francisco and you're driving, you know, you ride the trolley cars or you've got short commutes, but you're out here in the country, in either Southern California country, and when I'm talking about that, everything east of the 5,
yeah,
or up here in Northern California, that becomes onerous because people have to drive 50 miles to get to a pharmacy.
And for me to go to work every day, I have to drive 70 miles, 35 in and 35 out. So every day I do 70 miles round trip, and that's everybody from Shingletucky that comes into to Reading by the time, you know, especially if you get a little further out, it even gets a little bit more. And this is an example, again, of a liberal idea. Let's all go EV. Let's go green. And what they don't understand is, first off, you've taken away people paying for gas. Two, the grid can't support it. Three, the roads are getting damaged at a much faster rate because an EV vehicle weighs anywhere between 2,000 to 4,000 pounds more than a gas car. So the roads are actually getting damaged faster by these people not paying gas tax, and yet they want to charge you and I for buying diesel and gas for the damage those people are causing who are actually not paying for it.
Well, and when it gets down to it, though, Oregon's already experimented with this mileage tax, and people volunteer to put, and I'm not sure how they do it, except somebody told me, and I've got to check this out, that every time you get your oil changed, because it's got the information on your car and mm-hmm. all that, it goes into the state. So do they already know how many miles you're driving? Say, you know, like I go to the same guy every time, every 3,000 miles, changes the oil. I'm going to have to ask them, do you send this into the state so that they know that my truck has this kind of mileage on it because they write it in there? And so is it going to be some kind of AI algorithm that just goes in and says, Carlbot drives 12,000 miles a year?
Yeah.
Which is about what I do on my truck.
Yeah.
Maybe. It's even less than that. But they know.
Yep.
Then.
I don't think California has
for your 12, and you're driving a pickup truck.
Yeah, and I don't think California has that. We're not quite there yet, but that's probably the few places that we haven't quite gone full commie. But yeah, this idea that we now need to institute a mileage tax when we already are paying a mileage tax.
Yeah.
We already pay a huge tax on our gasoline, and the more gasoline you use, the more you pay. Therefore, you pay a mileage tax already. I don't get the logic. But then again, Carl, we can talk after break. I know we're getting close to a break. But, I mean, yep. California is flat broke, and they just voted last week, to give $150,000 to illegal immigrants to buy a house. We'll talk about that when we get back, I think.
And we'll be right back. We're here with Doug Jenke.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will be as smokin' as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up their barbecues for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Fundraiser. Partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, and a beverage. Eat it there or use the convenient drive-thru. Place a bid at the annual live and silent auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $15 at the event or pre-purchase for $13 from any Asphalt Cowboy, Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, San Francisco Deli, or Lulu's Restaurant on Pine Street at Cypress Avenue. Lulu's serves great food and drinks at affordable prices 7 days a week. Soup, salads, sandwiches, steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh daily at Lulu's, and you can order prime rib any time of the day, plus the very best Bloody Mary in town. Catering and banquet facilities are also available with customized menus to fit your budget. Join us this Sunday at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Last segment here, 8:50 in the morning. It's about 78. Let me see today. Yeah, 76 degrees right now, going up to about 104 today. Woo, a little warm. On the 5th of September.
Yes.
Gosh.
This year's almost gone.
I'm here with Doug Jenke, and we're discussing all types of different things that irritate us. Ron, good morning.
Morning. I'm going to make another comment that I've made before. Why don't we get away from the state of California? You and Linda own a radio station, and you could have a and you have a voice, and you could start promoting the state of Jefferson. And maybe our gas taxes would go down. Maybe our license fees would go down. And maybe other taxes would go down or be eliminated, perhaps. So, like I said, I'm making a suggestion. You and Linda, with your voice on your radio station, could side in with Mark Baird and Terry Raposa. And a lot of us would really much rather be in the state of Jefferson than the state of California. We'd get rid of government Newsom and stuff like that. So, anyway, that's my comment. So,
thank okay, you. Ron. Thanks. Fine. Well, you know what? My whole thing, and it's been since the beginning, since I've lived here, and I looked at State of Jefferson. Mm-hmm. And the whole thing is we need representation. And I think State of Jefferson, and I could be totally wrong, and that group have pushed real hard in that to change how we're represented up here in the North State. Because frankly, if all million of us, the million of people that live up here, children, we let everybody vote, and we all voted the same way, exactly, to try and get this done, one district out of L.A.
Yeah.
Would, one district.
Yep.
And they got 47. Would negate every vote we have.
Well, if you look at California on a map, it actually, I would say, is 70% red. Well, it's 70% red. You know, you go up the Central Valley, and you get up here, it becomes completely red, but they outnumber us, you know, 40 million to one. And that's kind of the problem is, like you say, you know, we could get all the votes in the world, but they just get, you know, a small city in LA and they have the same number of votes.
Well, you know, and if you look at our problem, Ron, isn't any different. And we'll get to you in a second, Chris. Our problem isn't any different than Eastern Washington, Eastern Oregon, and Eastern California. We all have the same problem. We want to, our conservative values. We don't want to be hammered. We don't want a nanny state. But if you're west of the I-5, that's where the people live, and they control it.
Yeah.
Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Regarding the mileage tax.
Yes, sir.
They've already started to develop a database on this, and they've done it through their through our insurance. Every 2 years, when my insurance renews on my vehicle, I have to send in the odometer readings. And that's what they base my insurance rate on, based on how many miles I drive a year.
That's interesting. I renewed mine, and I haven't had to do that yet. My wife hasn't asked me, so that's actually interesting.
Mine hasn't asked me.
Oh, that's interesting.
They asked me how many miles a year you drive.
Yeah.
And I try to get as close to it as I can. And
exactly. That's what I do, too. They ask me how many miles I project to drive for the year, and then they also want the odometer reading.
No, I've never been asked for
that. I haven't asked for that one yet, Chris, but if you're being asked for it, it's one of those things. If one company's asking for it, more are going to be asking for it.
Yeah, and the other thing, too.
That's what I'm saying. They're developing a database so they can determine what that mileage tax will be, how much per mile.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
It's no different than Kamala's thing on the wealth tax.
You know, living in California is so interesting. And I use the term interesting like a Chinese curse.
Yeah.
It says, may your life be interesting. And that is a curse from China for you.
Well, speaking on the wealth tax, last year when I filed my taxes, I received these forms from my brokerage company. And it said, this information is being furnished to the IRS, but you do not need to add this or keep this with your file. But they wanted to know the date, the end of the year value of all the money in my IRAs and my retirement plans.
Well,
I've never been asked before, but my brokerage firm, they said they're sending those to everybody now. You got to put down what the value was on December 31st of your retirement accounts.
I wonder why they want that.
Well, easy.
Ha, 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 ha.
Easy, you know why they want it. Yes. And nowadays with AI.
Thanks, Chris.
That's where we're getting is AI is going to become the new tax collector because, you know, instead of one complete loser tax collector, you're now going to have a computer that can review 10,000 files in minutes. And,
minutes? How about seconds?
Well, I mean seconds. But, you know, that's where we're going. And so it needs data to thrive, and we're just going to be stuck giving data to these things. And sorry about that, Chris. I did not. Mine has not asked for the mileage yet, but I'm sure it's coming.
Two things,
please,
that bother me, and one, and they both have to do with shootings. This 11-year-old kid that killed his family members in Louisiana, 11 years old, kills the former mayor of this town and another family member. Oh, the mayor's daughter, 11 years old. Then this 14-year-old kid down in Georgia. They killed two students, two teachers. When the school resources got there and police just came in, and he surrendered immediately.
Yeah.
And he wounded 9 others. What is going on in our society? One, where do they get, guns should be locked up. But two, 11-year-old and a 14-year-old, and this 14-year-old was on a watch list, from what I understand, that the FBI had.
Yep.
And now people are really starting to look at, well, if he's on a watch list, did the local police know about it and all this? So this investigation is going to grow. But, and then this guy in, was it New York or Chicago? I think it's New York. Shot 4 people on the subway.
Yep.
Killed them.
Yep.
While they were asleep.
Yep, just walked right up and just blasted them.
Didn't know them. It was just totally at random.
Yeah.
And, I mean, when you see things like this, has our society gone to that?
Well, I mean, yeah, our society.
Hello? You've got 2 minutes to answer it before we leave.
Our society, I mean, if you look at all the popular movies, all the things that have happened for the last 20, 25 years, they've all been promoting violence. And the video games, kids can play this and adults. I mean, you know, people get sucked into this. They can play it, and they can shoot hundreds of people, but there's no actual emotion. There's no actual real-life kind of stuff. So it desensitizes them, I think, to what those actions really do. It's almost like it becomes a video game to them.
And they teach them to shoot on them, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think that that's disturbing that this kid was on a watch list and nothing happened. But, you know, the more the facts come out about the shooter on Trump, they can't find anything on that guy. Our government can't find anything, which is just amazing. I mean, they don't, you know, his social media accounts, they can't find anything. And so this guy tried to take out, you know, a candidate for president, and they don't know a thing about it. And then here's one that's, you know, on a watch list, and nothing happens. I mean, no disrespect. It's not meant to be disrespectful, but our law enforcement is overtaxed, overworked, and the people at the big jobs, the CIA, FBI, that kind of stuff, they are just complete losers. They are not doing their job in protecting our country. Period. I mean, they're just one incompetent thing after the next.
Well, I would disagree totally, but a lot with you, because I know those people that work in those organizations.
Saying.
At least I used to.
Yes.
Okay. Now, things have changed.
Yes.
I will admit that. But there it was a constant battle. And see, there are things going on that we will never know about.
Nope.
I can talk about things that happened 30 years ago or more along that border that were just full-fledged firefights.
Yep.
And nobody ever knew about it.
Yep.
But we had a much safer country then.
Yes, we did.
So, anyway, we have to run. Janky, always like having you on. Mainly because I really like those new earrings you have.
Well, there you go.
And tomorrow, Joshua Johnson is joining us. It's usually Congressman LaMalfa, but he is out in the field, I understand. And we never know where he is on that one. Sometimes, one time he just came in here.
Oh.
He said, I just thought I'd come in. And we had a show with him here. Everybody, it's going to be warm out there. Heat advisories, take care, and God bless America.
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.